Welcome to the View My Seats podcast with John Lord. My guest this episode, David Agronoff, is co-founder and vice president of Save Our Bolts, a civic-minded organization of fans committed to keeping the Chargers in San Diego and supporting a new multi-use sports complex for the city of San Diego. David, welcome to the View My Seats podcast, and thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How devastating would it be for you personally and the city of San Diego if the Chargers were to relocate to Los Angeles?
Well, it'd be pretty devastating for me, but I think, for the city of San Diego, it's a much bigger deal. And I don't want to look at this as just, a fan devastation. I mean, I spent the last 8 years of my Charger fandom rooting from Portland, Oregon. I just got back to San Diego and, I've had one season of enjoying being in the city with the team. And so personally, it would be pretty devastating. I enjoy things like, open practice and being able to, I'm a person, I ride my bike everywhere. I've ridden my bike to the Charger facility to, send the team off to road games. And, these are fun things that we get to do with the local team that, it would be pretty devastating to lose. And, I always point out the example of, when we had that big comeback win against San Francisco back in December, there was a point in the game where Corey Legion forced a fumble and fell on it in the end zone. And Ian Eagle said, San Diego has the ball. And, I was rewatching that game and I thought to myself, like, how gross it sounded to me, the idea of them saying Los Angeles has the ball.
Yeah.
The Chargers are San Diego to me, and I'm a part of the fabric of this city. I just can't imagine losing the Chargers.
So as it's been explained to you, what are the main factors behind the Chargers' potential move to Los Angeles?
Well, really, it's about money. And, Dean Spanos, we don't have a grudge with Dean Spanos. He's been an incredibly loyal owner to the city of San Diego. He's stuck with the process for 14 years, unbelievably almost. Most of us, we owned a business and had the potential to make, tons of money moving to Los Angeles. We probably have been long gone. Now, there are financial reasons why he didn't go. For example, the only stadium that they had ready to build in L.A. was through AEG, and he would have had to have sold major stock in the team to AEG to get the stadium, and that's something I don't think Dean wanted to do because it's a family business, and, all of his sons are involved in working for the team, and I don't think he wanted to give up major ownership, and I think that has saved us from already losing the team in a 14-year process that has been frustrating for the Chargers, and we understand that. But this mayor that we have now has only been in office for 11 months, and he's done more in the last month. In fact, he's done more in the last 24 hours than the city has done in 14 years to securing, to keeping the Chargers in San Diego. And we believe in the mayor, and we've been working closely with the mayor at Save Our Bolts. And one thing that he's shown incredible leadership with, that no mayor in the last 14 years before him, 13 years before him, has done, is he brought fans to the table. And not just Save Our Bolts, but groups like Bolt Pride, which is one of the biggest tailgate groups in San Diego, and one of the largest fan groups online. He brought all these groups together and sat down at the table and said, hey, I want to work with you guys. And we saw that as incredible leadership. And, we really appreciate everything that the mayor has been doing.
You mentioned the last 14 hours, and we're recording this on Thursday. What's happened in the last 14 hours to give you such great faith in the mayor of San Diego?
Well, he put together a task force, which has been done before, but they had done a task force in 2004 to try and come up with a plan for the stadium solution, and they didn't actually put forward a plan. They just kind of had nebulous ideas, you know, one for Mission Valley, one for downtown San Diego, and they didn't really have, like, a set, you know, set plan. And in the last, well, the last 24 hours, the task force, we met with the task force privately, members of the Save Our Bolts, and they gave us a heads up that they were choosing a location. And this is a big deal because we're playing catch up with Carson, you know, and we're, the city we're competing with who could possibly build a stadium for the Chargers and the Raiders. And, you know, they're moving so quickly up in Carson that, you know, we're, San Diego has to move fast in order to give the Chargers an equivalent answer in San Diego. And so what the Citizens Advisory Task Force did was choose a location. They chose a location in Mission Valley, which is basically building right next door to the old stadium. And they chose it for various reasons, mostly because, you know, as much as many of us think downtown would be a better location, Mission Valley is one that can move faster, that they can, you know, move the process along quicker. There'll be less hurdles, less, you know, land issues, all those kinds of things. Now, one of the major issues is the Chargers were in favor of downtown because it's a more lucrative site. That has more potential to make money as sharing space with Convention Center, Petco Park, the baseball stadium. And so making the decision to do Mission Valley is not without its cons, but the pros right now far outweigh the cons. And so we support the Citizens Advisory Task Force decision, and we're going to do everything we can to back that decision and make sure that it becomes a reality.
You mentioned Carson, California, and that is the suburb of Los Angeles that both the Chargers and Raiders announced that they would be potentially building a stadium together on the outskirts of Los Angeles. How surprised were you to hear that your beloved Chargers were partnering up with your hated division rival Raiders?
Well, yeah, that was a big deal. And let's be clear, you can say that the Chargers are talking about building a stadium up in an L.A. suburb, but really what they're doing is talking about building a stadium in an L.A. dump, because this land that they're talking about building it on is a landfill, which, you know, is, you know, fine for our rivals, but I don't want my team playing up there in that spot. And, you know, and I don't think the Charger fans, or I mean the Raider fans that we're working with the Forever Oakland group up in Oakland, they don't want to see their team go to a dump either. Not any more worse than the two dumps that we're playing in currently.
Right.
And that's the problem is the stadiums in Oakland and San Diego are dumps already.
Right.
And, you know,
I believe they're the two oldest stadiums in the NFL as well, and Qualcomm Stadium and it is not a great place to play football or to watch a game.
No, it's terrible. And you know, when we did our big rally and fan forum at Qualcomm Stadium last week, when the advisory task force had a meeting to get citizen input, it was right after a heavy rain in San Diego, which does happen occasionally, and the stadium was leaking. You know, I was doing media interviews, live television interviews, and there was water dripping on my head coming through the stadium. You know, as like the most visual evidence that you need a new facility than you could ever have. But the idea of moving in and sharing a stadium with the Raiders is distasteful, to say the least. And if there's one thing that can get Chargers and Raider fans agreeing to help each other, it's the idea that we would have to share a stadium together.
Right.
I don't think anyone wants that. And for that reason, members of Forever Oakland and Save Our Bolts have been in communication with each other. You know, we have names. They have a guy, Dr. Dow. The Raiders, you know, but we respect what he's doing and his fight team in Oakland, and for that reason, you know, we're working with them. We've also been in touch with the Bring Back the Rams folks, and which, you know, it's just for me as an old school activist who, has become a football fan, it's really cool to see fans organizing and getting together and doing stuff. That, I think, is a pretty neat thing.
You mentioned how Carson, California is moving rather quickly. What are they doing to move so quickly, and what does San Diego need to do in order to catch up?
Yeah, well, what you have three franchises playing musical chairs with pushing stadium efforts in L.A. The Raiders are kind of in the backseat to all this because they don't have any money or any backing to build their own stadiums. And no matter what, they're going to be second fiddle. They have to share a stadium. But with the Chargers and the Rams, they both have competing plans. The Rams are trying to build a stadium in Inglewood, which is another suburb that it is not a dump. Landfill, and the Chargers are trying to build one in Carson. And so both these town councils in these suburbs are having to push forward to get lots of to get signatures, to get initiatives moving their cities forward to build these stadiums. And Inglewood has already happened, and they had a big city council meeting where they approved all the votes. So they're in the driver's seat right now. They're probably in first place in this race. And if you saw any pictures of the city council meeting, it was filled with Rams fans. There was a couple Raiders fans, which didn't make any sense because they're not necessarily going to the stadium yet. And you saw tons of Rams fans. They packed the building. They had to go into overflow. And so it's obvious where the passion in Los Angeles is. The passion in Los Angeles is the Rams, even more so than the Raiders. And that's one of the things that we are trying really hard to send a message to Dean, to the NFL, is that L.A. does not want the Chargers. When the L.A. Times did a poll, it was less than 10%. The fan base, the Chargers always quote that 25% of their fans come from L.A. and Orange County, and I would assume most of those come from Orange County and not L.A. However, 75% of their fan base is here, and they need to start worrying about that fan base here. One of the things we're doing to organize, make a statement to Dean and to the NFL is on March 20th, we're doing something we're calling Saber Bolt Spirit Day, which we're going to try to get the entire county to bolt up and wear Charger gear for the same day on Friday, and including to work. And already the city of Escondido has stepped forward and asked all their non-uniformed employees to wear Charger gear for the day officially, which is awesome. That's one of our North County small cities. And, this is a region-wide thing, Spirit Day. And on top of that, I just got a message from a car dealership that said all 400 of their employees were going to be wearing Charger gear. That's really exciting. And, let's try to do that in Los Angeles. Charger fans up there, it just won't happen. The passion is here. We need to find a solution here. And we saw on March 2nd, we had a fan forum where the Citizens Advisory Task Force was asking for input from the community, and we were able to rally more than 2,000 fans to show up to the rally, before the fan forum. And they had so many people at the fan forum, they had to open up the bowl at Qualcomm Stadium, and we had 2,000 fans in overflow. Because only 300 fans could speak in the room. And, while we were sitting in the meeting, we could hear Save Our Bolts chants coming, echoing through the stadium. It was very cool.
I'm getting the sense from you that you feel as if the Rams would be the best fit in Los Angeles. And it's a little ironic because the Rams would be relocating from St. Louis. So I wonder what the people of St. Louis think about your opinion and many members of Save Our Bolts' opinion that the Rams would be the best fit for Los Angeles, not other teams. I mean, that puts the people of St. Louis in a rather difficult position because they are very similar to you in the sense that they're trying as hard as they can to keep their team as well in St. Louis. And, the I believe it's, I don't know if it's a senator or the mayor of St. Louis is trying to fast track, you know, public financing for a downtown riverfront stadium in St. Louis. And so they're working as hard as San Diego is to keep the Rams. But it's interesting that as the chess pieces move, you're probably kind of in a position where you need to, in a way, support another team relocating to Los Angeles instead of the Chargers.
Well, and that's just my personal opinion. That's not an official opinion of the organization Save Our Bolts.
But, right. It makes your opinion make sense. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, and that's really a California thing. I'll be honest with you on that. And let's face it, Rams history begins in Los Angeles. So I don't think the Rams should have ever left Los Angeles, not even to Orange County, which they did for a couple of years before they left for St. Louis. But, you know, the history of the Rams is in L.A. And, you know, when you talk to, for example, like I talk very often to Dennis Bateman, who's an organizer with Bring Back the Rams. And, you know, he remembers losing the team. And one of the, you know, things I've been trying to make a point to our members is, you know, look at the 20 years that the Rams fans have fought to get their team back. And, you know, they never gave up hope. They kept working on it. And that's, you know, and I feel sorry for St. Louis if they're going to lose the team. But at the same time, I don't see them. I and I'm not following as closely in St. Louis. And I know the city is doing a lot in St. Louis to keep the team. But I don't know how much the fans are organizing. That's not something I have seen a lot of. We have been on St. Louis Sports Radio, members of our group, so we've definitely talked to them about it. And certainly, if they can put a stadium, you know, one of the things that affects us is that if the St. Louis deal goes through and the Rams don't move, then it makes our job harder. Right. Here in San Diego.
Right. That's just logical, and it's interesting because it just seems like a matter of time. We've been saying this since the Rams left, but it just does seem like a matter of time that Los Angeles gets an NFL team or multiple NFL teams. It's probably hard for you to disagree with that logic. I mean, it's an enormous television market, so it makes sense that the NFL would want to have some roots there in Los Angeles. But from your perspective, from the Save Our Bolts,
we'd love to have another Southern California rivalry.
Right.
And, you know, we had a really great game with the Rams last year, and a lot of the Rams fans the LA Rams fans showed up, and, you know, they used it as a time to, you know, make a statement. They showed up in our stadium, and, you know, we were happy to see them there, especially happy because we won the game. But, you know, last minute interception, it was a great game. But, anyway, you know, the sports fan in me coming out, but, I'm a sports fan as well as an actor.
Yeah, that's why it means so much. My question was actually, do you, I think we can both agree that the NFL would like to see football in Los Angeles, but do you feel as if the NFL wants the Chargers to stay in San Diego?
Well, it's hard to tell because, there's been times that, we know that Roger Goodell did not respond to a request for a meeting with our mayor when he was in New York City. However, we've also heard that in the last 24 hours that Roger Goodell has agreed to talk on the phone with the mayor, which is a good sign. And we do know that Super Bowls held here were very popular before the stadium became unsustainable to hold a Super Bowl. So I think the NFL would love to keep the San Diego market for Super Bowls. And that's the thing, a downtown stadium would be perfect for a Super Bowl or Final Four or, college football championship. Mission Valley is not quite as good for that purpose, but I do think the NFL would like to keep this market.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you about with the decision recently to build the stadium at Mission Valley instead of downtown. I was going to ask you about if that kind of hurts certainly the options from a developer's perspective as far as making it multi-purpose. Because when I read up on how the stadium could be built downtown, much of the appeal about building the new Charger Stadium downtown was that it could be a multi-dimensional stadium, conference center, arena that could host, you know, not just Super Bowls, but Final Fours.
Right.
Yeah. So that you're saying that that would be pretty difficult out at Mission Valley?
Well, here's the thing. You have to realize, as much as we're fighting hard to save our bolts, one of the most important things going on in San Diego politically right now is saving Comic-Con. Comic-Con is one-third of the tax revenue that comes into the city every year, which is a staggering amount. And right now, the convention center is just big enough for Comic-Con to basically look like a madhouse, and they could use double the space. And they were very close to building an addition to the convention center, and that got funding got pulled out. And that's a lot of politics we don't need to totally go into, but the point of the matter is that they're working to save Comic-Con, too. And one of the reasons why we supported a downtown stadium is because we thought, hey, you cut two carrots with one knife and solve the convention center, and, you know, with something similar to what they did in Indianapolis with Lucas Oil Stadium. However, you know, the decision to go to Mission Valley does complicate that issue. Funding is there to add on to the convention center, so they should be able to get that project done. At the same time, just to let you know that, you know, they are going to have to look at ways of making the multi-purpose event space in Mission Valley. They're going to have to look at ways to make more income than just football out of Mission Valley. And we've heard ideas floated just today. A representative from JPI, which is the real estate firm that built Petco Park, was suggesting an expansion to San Diego State University, which currently they play all their football games in Qualcomm, and they would be, their football program would be dead if the Chargers left, basically. And so they were talking about, there's so much space at Mission Valley. Here's one pro, is downtown, the space is limited. The Mission Valley location that Qualcomm sits on and the parking lot is equivalent to 66 downtown blocks. So you build a smaller stadium than Qualcomm, and you use it for other events, and you could even build apartment complexes or an expansion to the university, which is on a trolley line directly connecting to the university to the stadium space. And these are things that are, you know, we're going to have to hash out as a community in the next couple months. But now that we have a location, that work can start to happen. We didn't have the location until basically today. So we'll have to start looking at creative ways to use that space. Yeah. And we will.
Yeah, and you're talking about hashing out details, and I think one of the most important details for you and the San Diego community is figuring out how exactly you're going to finance the construction of a new stadium in San Diego, because, you know, San Diego, the city, like cities across this country, has major infrastructural issues, and that is not to pick on the city of San Diego. That's just how it is for many municipal centers across this country. So how exactly does San Diego intend to pay for the construction of a new stadium for the Chargers?
Well, let's make some things clear that we have San Diego as a city financially is in a better spot than it has been through the entire 14-year process that they've been trying to get a stadium. There were times within that 14-year process when we couldn't keep libraries open. They're full hours. The infrastructure was in a total mess. Right now, the money is there for infrastructure. It's an organization issue of organizing, fixing potholes and things like that. The money is there. The city has rebounded and the economy is doing better. The city just, you know, the day before we met, the first time we met with the mayor, he'd opened a new firehouse, which, you know, there was times where they were threatening to close firehouses because they just didn't have the money to keep them open in the past 10 years. So San Diego is in a much better place economically than it has been throughout this entire process. But let's be clear, yes, it's going to be expensive, but look at it this way. You have to invest money to make money back. And anytime somebody complains about, oh, well, I don't want a penny of my taxes going to the Spanos family, but to remind them, well, then do you not want tax revenue coming in from the stadium, too? If they build it, do you not want the tax revenue coming back? Well, of course you do. Well, the Spanos in the NFL, the Spanos family in the NFL are offering an incredible deal to the city of San Diego. They're offering to pay for close to 40% of multi-use, per, you know, stadium that would be used not, you know, on a yearly basis, not just for the Chargers, but also the Aztecs football program. Possibly, you know, a new facility might be home to the minor league hockey team that came back. Now, that's just a possibility. I don't know if that would necessarily happen. But it would also be home to two college football bowl games every year, including the Holiday Bowl, which brought in $35 million of tax revenue to the city just last year, with a dilapidated stadium. Now imagine if we had a new stadium with better facilities, we can bring in more popular teams to the Holiday Bowl, and bring in way more money. So, you know, the Spanos family is actually offering San Diego a heck of a deal by offering to pay for 40%, in conjunction with the NFL.
And that's now, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's actually a really good deal, for tax money. But the thing is, we don't know exactly how the funding is going to work yet. I believe by May 20th, I think the task force is planning to give us a financing plan. Of course, they didn't plan to give us the location that they gave us this quickly. The task force is moving ultra fast to try and beat Carson. And for that matter, you know, we might get a financing plan much quicker. And at one point, County Commissioner Ron Roberts, who not the city of San Diego, but the county of San Diego, and one thing if you're on the East Coast or other parts of the country, you might not realize is the counties in California are enormous, right? And San Diego County is enormous and has several cities in it, including Chula Vista, National City, San Diego, Escondido, Encinitas, and so county has a better credit rating than the city does, the city of San Diego. And so at one point, Ron Roberts suggested, and he was in favor of Mission Valley, a bridge loan that would basically pay for the whole stadium. Now that, however, has to be paid back, but in one fell swoop, it could be funded entirely by this loan, or at least the portion that would be on the hook of the city. It comes from a bridge loan from the county.
Do you
and they see it as a county asset.
Do you get the sense that the people in the county, since this is a county financing issue potentially, do you get the sense that people in the county are for paying back whatever loan or increase in taxes in order to keep the charges? I assume at some point this will come down to a vote, right? Where the people are going to be asked to vote on whether or not they want to finance the construction, the 60% of this new stadium.
Right. And a bridge, one of the benefits of a bridge loan is that it doesn't have to be voted upon because it's a bond measure. And it doesn't, because it's getting paid back directly, because it's a loan, it doesn't have to be voted upon. At least that's my understanding. One of the things that makes building a stadium in California so much harder than building, for example, the Viking Stadium in Minnesota is that whenever you use taxpayer money for large projects, you have to get 2/3 of the voters to approve it. That's 66%. And that number is something that, you know, has loomed large over our efforts in organizing because we, I stood up in front of the task force and, you know, we had basically a giant pep rally that, 2,000 Charger fans cheering Save Our Bolts. And I said, hey, that's awesome that you're out here chanting, but are you going to knock on your neighbor's doors? Are you going to make phone calls? Are you going to convince people to vote in favor of it? We have no idea how we would do in a vote if it happened today. But the fact of the matter is, we saw our position to Save Our Bolts as that would have to move the vote in our favor if it comes down to it. Now, they're looking at different financing plans. There are financing plans that would require only 54% of the vote. There are financing plans that don't require any vote, and we just don't know yet which version they're going to put forward. You know, me personally, I would love to have to not check 66% of the vote because I don't know how it would turn out. But I do know this, that if it's a countywide vote as opposed to a city vote, the Chargers are going to do better. They have, you know, large fan base in cities like Lemon Grove and Chula Vista and Escondido. These are other parts of the county. And we do think we can do better in a citywide vote. But here's the other thing is, it's not just Charger fans. You know, San Diego is a large transplant city. So we have lots of Bills fans and Giants fans and Steelers fans, but they don't want to see the Chargers go because they don't want to lose a chance to see their team every 6 years or every year if, you know, you're a Broncos fan. And certainly the last time we played the Broncos here at the Lipofani convention in the and they don't want to lose a chance to see their Broncos yearly. So they're going to vote in favor of us too. But, basically we know that we have a fight ahead of us, but if we're, you know, doing our job, you know, we're going to go out there and influence the vote if we can. And if we try and we fail, and the team moves to Carson, we can't blame them. Now, if they don't give us a chance to fight for a vote, if the Chargers leave, and they don't give us a chance, you know, to try, then it becomes a different issue. And, you know, really a lot of, you know, fans are having that debate now. Will you stay a Charger fan if they leave? And, you know, and honestly, there's no right answer. You know, sometimes I've heard some people say, you know, criticize people for not wanting to stay a fan if they move to LA North. But to me, if they leave the city, it depends how they leave the city. But if they leave us without giving us a chance, that will definitely question.
Yeah, we'll ask Baltimore if they... Ask Baltimore if they root for the Indianapolis Colts. Ask Seattle if they root for the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's a tough proposition for fans to lose their team. So I find it hard to believe that if the team moves up to Los Angeles, that it would retain many of its San Diego loyalists.
Yeah, and I think they would retain some, because especially if they stay in California or Southern California. If they went to San Antonio, now that's a different... That's a different thing altogether, which I don't think they're planning on doing. But certainly we've had this, to me, comes down to, you know, how much loyalty do the Chargers show. And so far, they've shown tons of loyalty to the city. But at the same time, an argument could be made that, yes, Dean has shown loyalty to San Diego and stayed here for 14 years, but has he really... really had an option, a good option to leave? I don't know. An argument could be made that, you know, he hasn't had the ability to leave, and Carson's opportunity might be his first opportunity to leave, and if he does, you know, then, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been a Charger fan for as long as some people. I moved to San Diego in 2002. I grew up in Indiana. I wasn't a Colts fan. I wasn't an NFL fan. I didn't even like sports when I moved to San Diego. But I got dragged into being a Charger fan by a guy named LT, who just, you know, I watched football when I was a kid, and then the first time I watched LT, I was like, who is this amazing guy? You know, I don't ever remember football players like this. And,
well, the Chargers players have been very clear in their support for keeping the Chargers in San Diego. You know, LaDainian Tomlinson, Nick Hardwick, you know, this, the old center for the Chargers, they want to see the team staying in San Diego. So that's got to give you a boost.
Well, Nick Hardwick is actually one of our spokespersons, and he's officially considered a member of our group, and, you know, he rocked a Save Our Bolts shirt at the fan forum and the rally, and, you know, he fired up the crowd, and, you know, I can't be more proud of Nick Hardwick as a recently former Charger player and also a Hoosier native, by the way. We're both from Indiana.
There you go.
You know, I couldn't be more proud of Nick Hardwick and what he's doing, but, you know, it's not just them. The mayor held a meeting with what they were calling it the Charger Legends, and, you know, Billy Ray Smith, Rolf Benerska, Lance Allworth, and, you know, players dating back to the 70s and 80s and the 60s, and, you know, Lance, they met with the mayor, and, you know, and that showed leadership too by the mayor, because he was bringing in and involving, you know, these legends of the team. It was a great thing.
We really
believe in the mayor, what the mayor is doing as far as in relation to the team. And, you know, I joke with him that, you know, he's the first Republican I'm never going to vote for.
Well, that's what potential relocation will make you do. It'll make you consider switching parties.
Well, I'm not saying it's switching parties. It's just many have gotten my vote. I don't really consider myself. I'm more of an independent, anyways. But
let me ask you one question about the team that's on the field now in San Diego, and explain to us around the country how exactly and why Philip Rivers is the most misunderstood player in the NFL.
Oh God, I'm so glad you asked that. I am so glad you asked that. For all, there is not a player on the team I love more than Philip Rivers.
And, you know, our opinions have already been shaped as far as, you know, how we as a country feel about Philip Rivers. So go ahead, tell us San Diego's perspective.
It boggles my mind that people don't like Philip Rivers. And I know it kind of dates back to when he was mocking Jay Cutler and they were eliminating the Broncos from the playoffs. And, you know, I think he would look back at that and say that was kind of immature and he shouldn't have done that. But first of all, let's just make it clear. I don't know if people around the country know this, but Philip Rivers does not swear. He doesn't cuss, and, you know, so when he's a big trash talker, but he does it without swearing, which is just awesome. And, you know, he is an incredibly brilliant football player, and if you talk to him at length, you know, he's got that southern drawl, so he sounds kind of like, you know, he's got the Alabama thing going.
Yeah.
But if you really listen to him and you hear him on the weekly radio interviews and stuff, you really know that he's a caring and thoughtful guy. He's done incredible amounts of work for foster kids in San Diego, and he just couldn't be a better teammate, you know. And, you know, last year, Philip Rivers and a couple of the players were playing in a softball league in town, and, you know, just to show you how, just, you know, not on our plane, Philip Rivers, as he wore a mullet wig, thinking that that would disguise him. And I just look at that and just, it makes me laugh. I like the guy. I don't understand why people don't like him. I understand that, you know, he led a comeback victory against your team. That's one thing. But the national perspective on Philip Rivers just doesn't make any sense to me. He's a great guy. And, you know, I think, you know, to bring it back to Save Our Bolts, one thing that, you know, people can look at and notice is there was never a point in Philip Rivers' career where he didn't think he wasn't going to retire a Charger. And he hasn't signed an extension. He has 1 year left on his contract, and, you know, it seemed like it would be a no-brainer for him to sign an extension, but he hasn't. And a lot of people have, you know, done the math and looked at it and seen that, you know, he might not want to leave this city. And I think the fact that he hasn't signed an extension might, you know, and this is just, you know, a theory, but it might be because of loyalty to this city and to this community, and for that, I love the guy.
Well, David Agronoff, best of luck to the city of San Diego and Save Our Bolts, and thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, and this was really great because, you know, we get a long-form chance to really knuckle down and get into the issue, and usually it's just short sound bites, so I really appreciate that. And I really hope that, you know, people around the country, too, you know, who are sports fans, you know, the Chargers' history goes back to Eric Coryell, Dan Fouts, Kellen Winslow, Lance Allworth, to Bambi. I mean, they're a classic team. You can't imagine, I can't imagine San Diego without the Chargers, or, you know, and I think that, you know, fans around the country of the NFL should get behind our mission to keep them here. And you can do that easily by, you know, following us on Facebook, which is, you know, facebook.com/SaveOurBoltsSD, or look us up on our website, saveourbolts.org, and, you know, letting, you know, hashtagging or tweeting to the NFL and telling them that, you know, you think that you support Save Our Bolts and, you know, with a hashtag is really appreciated from fans around the country. I think it would send a strong message to Roger Goodell and Dean Spanos to keep the team where they belong right here in the 619.
All right. Well, it would be tough to recapture that great history. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, John.